This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Nature Bee. Hey, it's Big O. Over the last 20 years, I rarely ever get a cold because I've boosted my immune system every single day with two capsules. Improved digestion, stronger nails, fuller hair. Order at naturebee.com. Use my code Big O for free shipping. Naturebee.com.
Now we're going to get Eddie's camera on here. Have a little fun. I have the face for radio, not you. That is very true. Okay. Eddie Cora is in the house. How you doing, my man? You doing good?
I'm doing awesome. The gates are open. People are here. I mean, could it get any better?
No. And we met the lovely Michelle. So she was very nice. Came over and took care of us. So it was good.
If there's one person that I can say is busier than me.
Yeah, she is.
Oh, my. And if when you come out here and look at the theme and the marketing and see what Michelle, Iris, and their team did, I mean, it shows. It shows that, you know, they did this for the community, and it's great. Community's been responding.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, and you've done a marvelous job of growing this thing every year and all the different things going on. When I was young, did we have this many expos? No, right? We
didn't. Yeah, no, actually.
Did we have this many buildings when I was young?
When you were young. When we were young.
When we were, well, okay.
By the way, we're still young, darn it. I refuse to give that up. But, yeah, we actually had, there were years we'd have 60, 70,000 projects.
And no, but buildings.
Oh, the building? No, actually.
Yeah, because it seems like there's more than what we had back in the day.
What's the latest here? I think from our high school days,
right.
The Fuchs, where the ice show is,
right.
That's the actual hurricane evacuation center.
Right.
That was built in the 90s, but these were where ours. They were here.
Okay.
This building was actually, well, that building, 5 feet away, was built in 72. This one was built in early 80s. And as if you look up, you know, obviously sports show, look up in the middle, see that little red square?
Yeah.
This was built for boxing.
Okay.
That's right in the middle, and there's actually two locker rooms that I'm going to renovate to try to bring back boxing here.
Okay, good. In fact, well, here's where we had
Bare knuckle right here.
Right here. Okay, yes.
Exactly.
Because I was here for the bare knuckles.
Right, and there's when they built this, they have
BYB.
They have two locker rooms back here that haven't been touched, that have been built. So my plan is to renovate them and try to bring those local boxing promoters, the real boxing promoters, not the ones that, you know, I know some boxers and I want to set up a bar with a boxing ring in the middle. No, real boxing promoters.
How about MMA, man?
MMA, I mean, all that. MMA.
I think MMA, because
those
young
type
people
of things
are...
on a, you know, obviously on a smaller scale, smaller local level, and start to make this facility available to them again. Absolutely.
Yeah. Because MMA is another one that I think would be absolutely enormous.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. So let's take advantage of the facility that's here, and right. let's do it.
What's the local wrestling that the CCW?
Oh, we got to get them in here.
That's it?
We got to get them
in here. He's a former pro wrestler.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting.
Yes.
You know, I grew up, you know, elementary schools. I was in Atlanta, Georgia, with, you know, the old NWA. Back with Georgia, Gordon Solie, Georgia Championship Wrestling, Mr. Wrestler number two. You know, I'm talking early 70s. So I remember those days fondly. And it was funny. They used to talk about the Leon County Civic Center all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was only like 3 years ago I'd ever gone to Tallahassee. And I'm like, oh, babe, I'm in Leon County.
Right.
This is the Civic Center. This is where Gordon Solie was.
Right, right.
So it was always... Yeah, it wasn't where Ric Flair and those other guys. It was where Gordon Solie was.
Right, right, yeah. Yeah.
That was his show.
Yeah,
they were on his show.
He was a man.
Yes,
he was a man. Rest in peace.
Going from the fair to wrestling. How did we do that? Yeah. Okay, I love that.
So, what kind of events are we going to have at the fair this year?
Well, the thing we've tried to do in the last few years is get away from these really big concerts that cost a lot of money and take away from our mission. But they really don't bring the people in and start giving the people the entertainment that they wanted. So the staples are still here, the circus and the ice show. And being that the theme is World of Fun, both are themed that way. We have acts from around the world in the circus, and the ice show is themed and choreographed for world travel. And then we have our parade every day at 6:30, which, you know, I guess because I'm so into all the other stuff in the fair, I walk around and I'm always asking, man, why are these people sitting down? Why are they just hanging out? What are they waiting for? Then I look at my watch going, oh, the parade's about, it's almost like Disney parade.
Right.
When people bring their lawn chairs and sit down,
right,
and you're trying to figure out why. Right. Oh, that's right, parade route.
Parade.
And, you know, that parade has been wonderful. Michelle and her team has done a great job with it. Every night.
We didn't have a parade when we were young.
No.
When you had the parade.
Would you have wanted a parade when we were young?
No, but I'm just saying.
The parade actually started, I want to say, 15, 18 years ago, and it was going on for a while, and then it went away for a few years. And then last year, the team came to me and said, we want to bring back the parades. We think we can do it right, because like anything, we try to keep a standard. We don't want to try to throw out a couple floats out there that look like you're driving on the back of a Chevy. You know, we wanted to do it right. So we called Kearns, the one that builds the Gasparilla floats, the one that builds the Mardi Gras floats, who we used in the past.
Okay.
And we said, we're going to do it right or we ain't doing it. So the parade's every night at 6:30. People say, do you throw beads? No, we do not throw beads. We gently toss beads underhand at people. That, now you've gone through the full training of what it takes to get on the float. You gently toss beads underhand.
Yeah, yeah. In New Orleans, we throw beads.
You throw beads for different reasons. By the way, you don't have to do that here to get beads.
No, you don't have to flash?
No, we don't have to do that.
No flashing. No.
It's a family event.
No flashing.
No, thank
Sean,
you.
Sean, no flashing.
Thank you. You will get
every
beads
time
thrown
I take Sean somewhere, he's got to flash. So, yeah.
Yes.
So.
No. We gently toss them underhand to you.
There you go.
You don't have to come up to the float. But every night, it's great because I get to hear from my office every night. I try to be in my office. We have dueling pianos.
Oh, yeah. I was told about that.
Oh, my God. Dueling pianos presented by Baptist Health, which is phenomenal. And this is a guy that we used to have on a mobile piano around the fairgrounds.
Okay.
And then they came up with this show. So it's just like your typical, remember Howl at the Moon?
Right.
Yeah. You know, that kind of stuff. They are phenomenal. And then he comes back at 10 o'clock. One of them, Blake, comes back at 10 o'clock and does a Billy Joel, Elton John tribute show.
I went to that tour.
Oh, wasn't that a great tour?
Oh my
Until
God.
Elton John came out in the leather watermelon outfit. And I was like, I can't unsee this. Yes, that was a great show. At the old Joe Robbie Pro Player Landshark Stadium.
Exactly.
That era.
Yes.
Now we all say hard rock, you know, so we all know what it is.
Yeah.
But back then it was the name of the day.
Yes.
But he has an incredible show every single night. And between the dueling pianos and that, can't be any happier. We have the extreme pogo show, and these guys are just flat out crazy.
Like the pogo stick? Like
pogo stick, and they're jumping, doing flips, jumping over stuff.
Okay.
And I laugh because, you know, they're wearing helmets. I'm like, dude, from that height, it ain't going to matter. But they haven't slipped yet. They have landed every jump so far, so it's pretty. It's pretty good. Really talented guys, but I mean, there's
you
a
better
lot of
be on that.
And there's a lot of stuff to do at the fair, and the best part about it, all of that we just talked about,
right,
is included with the entrance ticket.
Right.
There's no add-on ticket for entertainment. You, other than buying ride tickets, you come in here, and everything in here is yours.
Right.
Go enjoy it.
That's awesome.
Unlike other events, there's no upselling, and we're not nickel and diming you. We really want a family of four to come in here at an affordable price. I mean, I have a family of four. You've got a family. You know how expensive it is to go to places.
Yeah, it is.
We want them to come in. You know, on certain days, you can get in here for under $24, a family of four. Under $20 on Wednesdays. On the next two Wednesdays.
Yes.
Not spring break, but the last two Wednesdays,
$5. $5 Wednesday.
Family of four can get in here for $20. You can't get in the movie. You can't get two people in the movies for $20.
No.
And then you get all this entertainment. You really do. And that's we really try to make sure that you get the value for the dollar you're spending. That's most important to us. If we're not providing the value, then we got to go back to the drawing board and figure out what to do. our guest, we're not the Disney crowd. We're not. We're the hardworking middle.
Blue collar.
Yeah, blue collar guy. And we want to make sure that the dollar you spend out here mattered. And you're making the memories with your family. And that's all that matters to us, really.
I'm with you there. I'm with you there. All right. I like it, man. And then the food, of course. I know that you guys are going to bring by that Cuban sandwich. What's it called?
Yeah, only the fair could take the iconic Cuban sandwich and turn it into the Miami funnel cake Cuban sandwich. Only the fair can do this. We're the only ones that can get away with screwing with this Cuban sandwich. That's like sacrilege in Miami, but it's delicious. And if you like guava or mango, they'll drizzle it on top of the sandwich.
Okay.
And by the way, if you eat it standing up and walking, there's no calories at all.
There you go.
That's what I was told.
I read it on the internet.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yes. Well, if it's on the internet, it's the law.
Right. So I read it on the internet. You walk around, you eat it, there's no calories. So you're fine. But it is delicious. The other fairified food, we deep fried a milkshake. I don't know how you deep fry a milkshake. I can't even come up with the concept of deep frying a milkshake. But we have a deep fried milkshake right outside this building. Very first stand in the middle.
Did you try it?
I have not. I'm getting there. I'm working my way around the midway. I have, you know, there's a method to the madness. This is not a Burger King body. Okay, there's planning.
When I get off at 5, or actually a little after 5, because Cater Kohu from the Dolphins is joining us at 5.
Oh, cool.
But after Kohu, and I leave, I'm grabbing my elephant ear and going home nice and happy.
You like pickles?
No, but he's the guy.
Pickle lemonade.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not a pickle guy. I haven't tried it yet, but it is all the rage in the country. I don't understand the rage, but then again, I don't understand a lot of things.
Right.
But so don't go by me.
Pickle lemonade.
Pickle lemonade. They take regular lemonade.
Nasty.
They take regular lemonade. They take the brine from the pickle jar. It's fun. It's the only thing out here where the actual pickle is not used.
Right.
It's like used. It's like the throwaway. They buy it for the juice, and then they cut up a little bit of pickle and put it in there.
Okay.
So it's pretty cool. What else we got? The Garcia sausage bowl is very good. The Mexican street pizza, street corn pizza, chorizo jalapeno pizza.
Ooh. My wife can eat that one because once it says jalapeno, I'm out.
You're one of those.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Softy.
Yeah. And then right in this building, you have the beef or chicken elote in a cup.
What is that?
Elote is a marketing term. I mean, it's Mexican street food. But it's a marketing term. I call it a marketing term for cutting corn off the cob and putting it in a cup.
Okay.
It rolls off the tongue better than I've cut the corn off the cob and put it in a cup for you.
Right.
I'm selling elote.
Elote.
You know, okay. But it's a Mexican street food. It's actually really good. It's right in here. And then you have, if you like candy apples.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you that right over here, the fudge guy does them. And he has great fudge, too, but... And they've been with us for 40 years. A watermelon candy apple, a chili lime candy apple, and a salted caramel candy apple.
Which one you having? I can't eat either one.
Why does he limit you to which one? I don't
understand. Oh, that's true. You can have all three.
Yeah, the chili lime one's going to be a little thick. And then you have pumpkin patch ice cream with a strawberry twist.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty good. I mean, that's out there by the big observation wheel.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you get our fun guide, and to eat all this, you either got to be here all day or come a couple times.
Yes, that's probably what it is, a couple times.
But I can tell you, it is really, really good.
Miami Cuban funnel cake sandwich. That thing looks very interesting.
Go figure that one.
Yes. Yeah, and the Wizard's deep fried milkshake is what you were talking about.
Uh-huh. Oh, by the way, the bacon pineapple burger.
See, that actually sounds pretty intriguing.
That's the same guy that had he still has it on his menu, the donut burger.
Mm-hmm. So he's the guy, the donut burger guy?
Yeah, if you just come out the building, go out, when you come in through the front gate, make a left.
Right.
He's right next to the bar.
Okay.
Right next to the beer tent. So it's great. Grab your burger. and go in and grab a beer and listen to the music at the at the corner stage, and you're going to have a good day.
I love it. All right, and they got all kinds of entertainment, folks. They got the ice show, the circus. They've got the pogo stunt show that Eddie talked about. DJ Fate out here. Cowboy Circus with Danny Grant. Dueling pianos. The Cardenny, the magician.
And he walks around, by the way.
The Cardenny guy?
He walks around. He's a strolling
magician.
Okay. So it's pretty cool.
Okay. All right.
Then, of course, you have the staple, the pig races.
Yes. Oh.
You realize we could hold pig races with the fair close at 3 in the morning,
and people show up.
And it'll be full.
Of course.
And it'll be full.
Who doesn't want
to? People will jump the fence to go to the... They put on a great show, but it is amazing. It is like somebody, it's like a trance.
Can we gamble on it?
We do not condone gambling at the fair. However, any interaction in between guests, as long as it's, you guys agree, have fun. Who am I to tell you not to have fun?
There you go. So gamble at your own risk, in other words, is what Eddie says.
I'm like, oh, that's my board's going to love me for this one. Thanks. You need help? I was like a roadie or something. I may need a job. But I'll tell you what, man. You talk about just we talked about growing up, and we grew up in the same era. We're yes. out here and, in the real part of Dade, that suburban part of Dade where life was normal.
Right.
And this was a tradition.
It was Cayo Ocho and then go to the youth fair.
Do you remember a year growing up where you said, I'm not going to the fair this year?
No.
It was just, it's what you did.
No, you had to go to the
we
fair.
We went to the beach in
you
high
went
school.
To Cayo Ocho,
we
went then to Cayo Ocho,
went to the fair, went to the beach.
Yeah.
That was what we did.
You had to do
and it. And, it is so much fun being out here kind of keeping that tradition going.
Right.
I mean, I'm going to tell you, the most fun you're going to have at the fair, and I know we've worked in the same industry for years. And, sports is great and sports is fun, but sports is you're sitting in the stands watching.
Right.
This is a participation sport. This is full contact entertainment.
Right.
When you get a chance, just go out and go stand by the sit by the globe. And that's where the DJ is, by the way. He comes out the top of the globe at 8:00.
Right.
And we have a dance party right at the front gate. It's phenomenal. Watch the families. And you've got abuela, tia, mom and dad, the kids. And you know that abuela brought the parents that you're seeing when they were 6 years old.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
And now they're keeping that tradition going. And to me, that is the best part of being at the fair, watching these families. Second best thing, forget everything that's going on TV. You come to the fair and you're going to see Coral Gables, Miami Gardens, Miami Beach, Homestead, Kendall, all having fun together.
Yeah.
And the reality is we enjoy each other more than people give us credit for.
Yeah.
We enjoy being together and we enjoy celebrating this because we're all making memories with our kids together. That's what makes this place so magical.
Yeah. I did the same thing when my daughter brought her here.
Yeah.
When she was young too at the same
time. It's just a great
place.
We're
going to come next week together, all of us, actually. What happened there, Sean?
Emilio Hernandez, can you see it?
Emilio, let me see, is he asking something?
No, he's saying to say hi to Eddie.
Emilio Hernandez says, "Say hi to Eddie for me. Tell him I'm Emilio from St. Timothy Dad's Club." Emanis says, "What's up?"
From the Emmaus Club and the Men's Club of St. Timothy. Those are my boys.
Okay.
They're my boy. Yes, St. Timothy is a very tight community. Not far from here from the fairgrounds. Great family. So, Emilio, good hearing from you. Hope to see you guys out here.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what I love about Miami.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, and this little show has become a little Miami get-together, South Florida.
You are Miami.
And people that either care about South Florida all over the world are tuning in a lot.
Yeah, so some of the sports radio went syndication, so you're still keeping it Miami, which is great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're South Florida. We're always going to be all about South Florida. That's kind of the way it is. It's locals disappearing. It's all
syndicated
stuff.
And that's why I love the fair. That's why I love this, because
right.
we embrace all the local stuff.
Right.
Why are our partnerships with who they are? Because they're local.
Right.
They're homegrown, just like us.
Right.
That's what we love, and we appreciate those relationships we have in the community, You know, because it is, it's all about our community. We understand it's about them. I don't run the fair. I don't run our fair. I run their fair. The guy, I got to make sure the guy who comes after me has it better, and he's connecting better, or he or she are connecting better with the community than I did.
Right.
That's my responsibility.
Understandable.
And this is just a great place to be. You know, get out here before April 9th, and April 9th on Easter, we will have the Easter Bunny out here.
Okay.
So we'll be good.
All right, and we'll be giving away 2 family 4-packs today, so stay tuned to that. Eddie, appreciate you, brother. Appreciate you, and thank you for supporting the platform. We've been wanting to do this for a couple of years, but we got the pandemic in the way. And although I still bless you for the pandemic, because you kept the food alive, and I was able to come get my elephant ear.
Every weekend. If you got to still have a second, I mean, when we weren't able to open in 2020,
uh-huh.
Obviously it's devastating. But I say community a lot, and it really means something to us, because we were told that, you know, that we need to do something. Something's happening. Nobody knew what was going on back then, but something was happening, and we needed emergency response facilities. That's what this is, actually.
Right.
Also, we cleared this place in 7 days. If you would have been here on March 19th, 7 days after we weren't allowed to open, you wouldn't have known anything happened here. It was an empty field. March 22nd, a field hospital rolled into this place. They used our barn. They retrofitted the barn, the tent that we use for the animals. We got everything out, cleaned it, put a floor, put walls, put AC, and it was a field hospital for 250 beds. March or April, a week later, a week and a half later, April 8th, we turned it. We had a test site here. And a few 100,000 tests later, we stayed at a test site for a year and a half. But in that, we had to help out some of these vendors out here, because they had bought all this food.
Right.
And, I mean, the losses were in the millions for everybody. Yeah, and like any business.
When they shut everything down in the pandemic, it was the day before the youth fair was opening up, right?
20 minutes before we were open.
Oh, 20.
We had kids for a field trip at the gate. And, you know, hindsight, they made the right call. You know, and it was the hardest call. The mayor at the time, I know it was one of the most difficult calls he had to make. I understand. I respected that. And hindsight, given what we knew then, the information we had then, it was the right call.
Right.
Okay, so nothing, no ill will there. But these guys had millions of dollars of food. So we decided to have a drive-through fair food event. And we expected 300 people. We got 9,000 people. We shut down Coralway and 107th.
I know. I was one of them.
Had to ask police for help. And God bless everybody in this community. Nobody complained about waiting in line for an hour.
No.
Nobody. It was just,
I remember the first time, it was like 40 minutes.
Yeah. It was like, thank you. We appreciate it. We got our fix. I'm so happy. I mean, my heart's out to this community for that. And we'll do anything for the community because of that. So it was a difficult time, but hey, here we are.
We're having
deep fried milkshake and a funnel cake Cuban sandwich.
That was me. That was me, dude. I was loving it that I could get my elephant ear. God, that was so awesome. And I didn't care about waiting the 40 minutes. The other times that I came, it was faster. The first time it was...
Well, we had no idea how to do it.
Yeah,
and we're figuring it out. That's and again, we were expecting 300 people.
The other times it was like 15, minutes maybe.
This was the most bare bones social media, put a post out there a couple times. It wasn't this, you know, sponsor, blow it up. It was, you know, Michelle and her team did a phenomenal... Michelle and Iris did an incredible job of getting the word out there. And really...
That was cool.
300 people, we got 9,000 people.
Yeah.
It's hard to get ready for 9,000 people.
No, yeah, definitely.
In a weekend.
Right, when you really didn't expect 9,000 people.
No, we were happy if we would have had 3.
Yeah.
300 was a goal.
Right.
But it was great to see.
Yeah, no.
And you know what? The vendors were able to sell a lot of the food that they had, you know. We went through the same health department, all the same steps we go through for the fair, the same standards. We didn't skimp. We had to go through all the same steps to make sure the community was safe. But, I mean, 9,000 people in a weekend, and it was like, you know what? We're still relevant. We're still relevant, and it meant a lot to us.
Oh yeah, dude, it meant a lot to us.
So
as a community, you know, I couldn't. I mean, listen, as I get older, it was more about the rides when I was younger and the food. As you get older, it's more about the food than less about the rides.
Okay, I'm gonna give a hint out to all the I'm gonna give a hint to the high school boys and girls. Okay. The Himalaya, the Polar Express, the Alpine Bob. Just so you know, your girlfriend always sits on the inside.
Yes.
And you sit on the outside.
Right.
Centrifugal force.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
I don't care what fight you're in.
Right.
They always got to come back to you.
Right, yeah.
Just letting you know.
Yeah.
Just a little hint, little tricks of the trade from our high school
days.
Or
if you're mad at them, let them get the outside. You get the inside.
And
you crush them.
You know, but, you know, it's just one of those, I don't recommend that.
Because I've done that, by the way.
Recommend that.
Not the crushing of the girl, but, you know, if you went with some buddies, you always crush the dude that was on the guy that got the outside. You're like, that was not a good move by you.
No, not a good move. Especially
not a good move
guys.
because guys will really it's not just the force, we're adding more to
right.
the force.
And if you really want to come out here, the Sky Screamer, I heard very well named.
Okay.
Very well named.
I was impressed always with the dude that could stay on the Himalaya, standing on the outside of the Himalaya for a while until he got off and walked right off. And you're like, bro, this thing's going fast as hell.
No, not me.
They don't do that anymore?
That wasn't me. Okay, that wasn't me.
No, it wasn't me either. I'm just saying, the guy that works the Himalaya, there was always one of those guys that can work the Himalaya and stay on the outside of the thing. And it's going fast. And you're like, yo, dude, when do you plan on getting off? And then he just hops right off. And you're like.
Next time you come out here, we'll talk about the rides and what it takes to get the rides up here.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of misconceptions that people see, but we'll talk about what it takes.
You know what? We should get one of the guys that builds the rides here.
Well, there's not one.
There's a bunch.
There's a bunch, but.
Well, get me one that can talk.
They can all talk. One of these shows you're out here, we'll talk about the rides.
Yeah,
and
I'm
what
intrigued.
It takes to put these up.
I'm intrigued.
And how many inspections they have to go through and different things.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I mean, I'm surprised it gets open sometimes. Like, you got to go through how many steps?
Yeah.
And how many inspections?
Right.
And how many x-rays and what?
Right.
But it's
That's cool. That's actually a cool
give you that
thing
behind the scenes.
I think a lot of people would be interested in that. I would be interested in that in the building, because you build and dismantle, build and dismantle. To me, I'm always amazed at roadies in rock concerts. That they're, you know, they build up these stages and then they take them down and then they rebuild it again, you know? And I know that nowadays, like on these big stages, they usually have two. So one's going ahead on the next one, and then this one's going on two shows later.
And they leapfrog each other.
Yeah, they leapfrog each other. So I know it's.
Like here, if you take a handrail off a ride and put it back, stop, the inspector's got to come back and reinspect the entire ride from scratch again.
Right.
It's amazing. We'll go through the behind the scenes.
I'd love to interview somebody and ask them about that, because that's a hell of a job to do on a consistent basis.
Absolutely.
And you've got to make sure you do it safely too.
You got to do it right. Exactly. There's no second chance.
Right.
You got to do it right.
Right.
And that's it'd be nice for the community to understand what goes, so they feel better coming out here.
Yeah. No, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. You know?
Well, get back to work.
All right, Eddie. I appreciate you, brother. Thank you so much, man. Thank you.
Thanks, my brother.
Appreciate it. Eddie Corr, man, running the show here at the Youth Fair and proud sponsor of our program.